Rabbi Kurt Lander here with Megan Marcelino, and this is our podcast on ancient principles and kingdom authority.
欢迎大家来到古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄系列。我是拉比克兰卓和我的女儿梅根一起。
We're going to be talking about your identity today and how you can go deeper into that biblical ancient principle of knowing who you are.That actually creates what you're going to do in your life. And it,
我们今天将讨论你的身份以及你如何更深入地了解圣经的古老原则，知道你是谁，你是被谁实际上创造的，以及你在生活中要做的事情是什么。
Make such a determination over your happiness, your power, your peace in your home, because it's tapping into that spiritual DNA. So,
它决定了你的幸福，你的力量，你在家里的地位，因为它挖掘了属灵上的 DNA.
We're going to discuss that today, and I hope you really enjoy it.
所以我们今天要讨论这个问题，我希望你能够享受我们这一期的系列。
Megan, I'm so glad that you're here. And
yeah, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, as our daughter and being raised in these principles, who better to answer the questions then?
梅根，我很高兴你今天在这里。你作为我们的女儿，在这些原则的教导下长大，所以你很适合来回答这些问题。
Yeah, well, I'm really excited to help give these questions. A lot of you have written in, and thank you so much for listening with us today. This is going to be a little bit of a short podcast for your, maybe your drive home or your drive to kids at the school. Maybe you're working out. I don't know what you're doing, but we'll be there with you for just a brief time. So really, thank you for listening today.
我真的很开心能够坐在这里提出大家的这些问题，谢谢你们中的许多人写信给我们提问，也非常感谢你们今天和我们在一起聆听。这或许是会是你开车回家的一点点时间，或许会是你在开车送孩子的路上，也许你在健身。虽然我不知道你在做什么，但是我们会与你度过短暂的时光。非常感谢你们今天的聆听。
We want to talk today specifically about encouraging the prophets. And so I know one of the questions that comes in is, can you explain the difference between a prophet, prophetic, and prophesy? So like, what are those three different things? So what is a prophet? What's prophetic? And what does it mean to prophesy?
我们今天想谈谈对先知的鼓励。我想提出其中的一个问题，就是拉比，你是否可以解释一下什么是先知、先知性和说先知性的话语，以及他们之间的区别
？Okay, a prophet is called and ordained of God, and in fact, I've got notes in the back of my Bible here about. I didn't even know we were going to go here, but it's great that I carry this. There's seven functions of a prophet.
Okay.
One is to confirm the vision, two, correct the vision, three, revive the vision, four, to protect the vision, five, expand and exhort in the vision, six, warnings to protect the vision, and seven is to pronounce judgments or decrees that are trying to hinder the vision.
先知是神召唤和任命的。先知有七个功能，分别是确认意象、纠正意象、复活意象、保护意象、扩大并利用力意象、用警告来保护意象、对着阻止意象的事情发出审判或者法令。
Because judgment is the friend of those who desire right standing with God. But I want to say it this simply, real prophets are calledand known of God, and it's a difficult call, but it's something that if you're a prophet, you'll know that you're operating in that gift of a prophet. But we can go into the other steps, but that's primarily, those are the seven functions of a prophet, so...
因为审判是那些渴望与神站在一起的人的朋友，真正的先知是被神呼召并且十分了解神的，这是很难的呼召。如果你是先知，你就会知道你在先知的恩赐中运作，这主要是先知的七个功能。
I've operated in the gift of a prophet for what 34 years, and it's something that if you have to tell peopleThat you're a prophet, you're probably not a prophet. Yeah, it becomes pretty apparent because you're saying and you're bringing things. you're not having to say, thus saith the Lord. What you're sharing in your conversation, people realize that that knowledge and the flavor of what's coming is coming out of a not a normal kind of a filter.
我在先知的恩赐中运作了34年。如果你告诉人们你是先知，你可能还不是先知，就会很明显，因为你说了你带给人的东西可能是你不必说的，你可能在谈话中分享的内容，人们会觉得你带来的东西，这些知识，或者说带过来的味道，可以说是一种来自于不正常的过滤器。
Yeah, we had a really pretty lengthy conversation about this on a series with Apostles Tom and Jane Hammond on our platform onenewman.com, where we discuss the differences of these specific areas. And my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, but you can be a prophet, which means you're operating in the office, you have a gifting of a prophet, like you're a prophet. But we're all called to prophesy, which means that we can receive words from the Lord and speak into other people's lives. But just because you receive a word from the Lord and speak to someone's life doesn't necessarily mean that you operate in a prophetic gift or the gift of a prophet per se.
是的，我们和汤姆使徒汤姆和使徒哈曼在我们的一个新人网站上也为这些区别讨论了很长时间。如果我错了，请拉比纠正我。我的理解是，你可以成为一个先知，这意味着你在你的办公室就像先知一样工作。但我们都被呼召去发先知性的话语，这意味着我们可以从主那里接受话语，并对其他人说话。但是仅仅因为从神那里得到话语，并对别人说话，并不意味着你就是在先知的恩赐中运作。
And then the prophetic is a gift that is speaking out. There's a whole prophetic movement of people like that you'll see, like people like, you know, Chuck Pierce or Apostles Tom and Jane Hammond, who are part of a prophetic movement, who are hearing from the Lord, receiving words and giving like a lot of broad words to the body of Christ, a lot of individual words. But that's kind of a, would you feel like that's a fair explanation for a beginner?
先知是一个需要开口说出来的恩赐，像拥有先知性恩赐的人会在一个完整的先知性运动中，你会看到像你知道的查克·皮尔斯或者使徒汤姆、使徒哈门，他们是先知运动中的一部分，他们从主那里听到话语，接受话语，向肢体发出神的话语，并对个人发出许多话语。拉比，你觉得这对于初学者来说是一个合适的解释吗？
Very much. Yeah, very, very well said. And, you know, the scripture, if you study the scripture out, it says that the Lord wants you to desire to prophesy.
Yeah.
Being a prophet is, you're usually called to a specific assignment and you're called to speak into it, to be creative, to give birth to it. You make proclamations, declarations, and decrees. And it's something that you do full time. It's not like someone who's a believer and then they occasionally prophesy. It's very different.
Yeah.
拉比说，梅根，你说的非常非常好。如果你们研究过圣经中的经文，说主希望你渴望成为先知，就是这个道理。作为一个先知，你通常会被召唤去做一个特定的任务，你被召唤去对他说话，用你的创意来创造他，你发神的话语，宣告神的法令，你全职在做先知的工作，而并不像一个信徒，比如他们偶尔发预言，这是非常不同的。
Yeah, absolutely. So talk to us if you could give some wise words, some words of wisdom to a young prophet very briefly. If you could go back in time and do that maybe to yourself, what would you tell yourself? What would you tell young Kurt?
是啊，绝对的。可否请拉比告诉我们，如果你能给一个年轻的先知一些智慧的话语，或者说，如果你可以回到过去，你会对自己说什么呢？你会怎么跟年轻的柯兰卓说呢？
Listen more than speak.
Yeah.
That would be the biggest, you're going to have to listen and spend more time seeking the Lord for yourself than seeking the Lord for something to say.
多听少说，那会是我最想和年轻的自己说的话。你需要听，用更多的时间为自己寻求主，而不是寻求主说什么。
That's really good. So how do you, I think that kind of you're answering this question, but how do you handle your own emotions when you give a prophetic word and you receive something from the Lord and either it's delayed or it doesn't come to pass? I know one of the things that you have taught me as your daughter and many of us who follow you is that prophetic words are an opportunity, that they're like something that we can walk towards, we can work towards, build our habits and patterns towards, reaching the destination of God's heart towards us. It's not a guarantee that everything's going to happen exactly like that. So this is, you've given a prophetic word, you've given someone opportunity, and it's either delayed or we haven't seen it happen. How do you handle your own emotions in that time?
我认为拉比你的答案很好，但是当你发出一个预言，你从神那里得到一些东西，要么被延迟，要么没有实现，你是如何处理自己的情绪呢？我知道其中一个教会了我作为你的女儿和我们许多跟随你的人的一个道理是，先知性的话语是一个机会，他们就像是我们可以走向的方向，我们可以努力建立习惯和模式以达到神对我们的目的。这并不是一个一切都会像那样发生的保证，你可以给一个人发预言，就相当于你给了那个人一个机会，但事情或延迟或没有看到这个事情真正的发生。在这种情况下，拉比，你是如何处理自己的情绪的呢？
As a prophet.
Well, one of the things that I learned from T.L. Osborne, he said, I don't rejoice when they get healed. And he says, and I don't rejoice when they, or get disappointed when they don't.And when he said this, it's kind of like, well, wait a minute. I thought we're supposed to rejoice when they get healed. And he says, the reason I've done this, this is a personal thing from TL to me. He said, this way, I don't go on an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, with the results.
Yeah. And what he was talking about was specifically ownership.
我从 TL 奥斯本那里学到的一件事情是，他说，我不会因为他们被医治而感到喜乐，我也不会因为他们没有被医治感到喜乐或者沮丧。当他这么说的时候，我们会觉得不对呀，他们被医治的时候我应该感到喜乐才对。 T.L. 奥斯本说，我不会坐情绪的过山车。他所说的具体是指的所有权。
And I don't know how many years ago he told me that, butI remember when he told me, I was at his house. And here's the thing is, you have to maintain the level of like what you say to people. What I said to people 20 years ago was not very important. And as you know, like recently I've had some world leaders I've met with, and what I spoke actually has, one of the things recently, saved a nation. And so how do you get to that level?
你必须保持你对别人说话的水平。二十年前我对人说的话并不重要。如你所知，就像最近我遇到的一些世界领导人，实际上我对他们说的话甚至可以拯救一个国家。那么你要如何达到那个说话的水平呢？
And you get to that level because you say to the Lord, I'm not going to touch the glory.
Yeah.
I'm going to do all I can to communicate it as clearly as I can.But I am not going to take ownership of it, whether it succeeds or fails in man's eyes or man's timing. Listen, we can talk about it a little bit, but there's a lot of reasons why things don't come to pass.
Yeah.
And it has to do with human lack of attentive attention to following through with the details.
Yeah.
你达到那个说话的水平是因为你对神说，神，我不想抢走你的荣耀，我会尽我所能，尽可能的清楚地表达出我作为先知该说的话，但是我并不想要荣耀的所有权。无论这件事情在人的眼中或者在当时的时代最终是成功还是失败，我都不会想要神的荣耀，我不想抢夺这一份荣耀。事情没有发生是会有很多原因的，这与人类缺乏对细节的试探性关注有关。
Absolutely. So when you receive a prophetic word, I know that you spend a lot of time in the word. I know that you spend a lot of time in study every day. You've made that a part of your habit and pattern. And I believe that that is how you know the Lord. You recognize the Lord. You recognize the instruction and the voice of God. So how do you discern God's voice? I think one of the questions that came in is how do you discern God's voice over other voices? But I would say from my experience living with a prophet for a dad is how do you discern God's voice over maybe your own voice? Because I think that's the hard, to me, that's the hard one. Like, how do I know that this is not me, you know, kind of, how do I know this is not Megan versus actually the voice of the Lord versus the Holy Spirit?
所以当你收到一个先知性的话语时候，我知道是拉比，你在这个词上面会花很多的时间，你每天会花很多时间在学习上，你已经让这成为你习惯和模式的一部分。我相信这就是你认识神的方式。你认识神，你也认识他的指示和声音。那么你如何辨别神的声音呢？你如何辨别神的声音和其他声音，或者说是自己的声音呢？梅根说，因为我认为对于我来说，这是一个非常难的问题。就像我怎么知道这是我，而实际上这个是圣灵的声音呢？
First of all, it's Hebrews 4:12. It says the word of God weighs out the ways and intent of the heart. So I always ask myself, why, if I'm going to speak this out, excuse me, if I'm going to speak it out, what's in it for me?
首先在希伯来书四章十二节说，神的话语连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。所以我总是问自己为什么，如果我要把一个事情说出来，那么我的心里是怎么想的呢？
And I have to ask that question, what's in it for me? So if it's to promote me, or if it's anything that's self in it, if there's self-motivation,then it's probably me, it's probably my own soul or my own spirit man speaking it. But if it's truly the kingdom, then I may be blessed by it, but it has to do with exalting the kingdom and exalting God's word and God's way, and sometimes even at my own sacrifice. Then I know that it's the Lord. But if it's self-focused, it's usually not the Lord.
如果是为了自我提升，或者是任何关于自我的东西，比如果有自我激励，那么我觉得可能就是我自己的声音，这可能是我自己的灵魂和我自己里面的灵人在说话。但如果这真的是来自天国的意思，那么我可能会受到他的祝福，在天国中被高举，在神的话语和在神的道路中被高举，甚至有时候我会发生一些自我的牺牲，在这个情况下，我觉得声音是来自于神的。但是如果它是属于自我关注的类型的事情，我通常认为它不来自于神。
You handle when you get those difficult words.
当你收到很难的话语的时候，拉比，你通常是怎么处理的呢？
Like those words, you're like, oh, I don't really want to share this, but
yeah, I just had one this morning. I had to make a phone call today to a young prophet that really wasn't responding to a prophetic word, and it was important for his promotion to be able to make this adjustment. And, you know, as we said earlier, to protect the vision.
Yeah.
我今天早上就有一个例子。我早上打电话给一个年轻的先知，因为他没有回应一个先知性的话语，而这对于他的提升来说是很重要的。你知道，就像我们之前说的，先知的第二个功能是保护意象。
And I had spoken into this young man's life, and this was to protect the vision of it. And so what do I do is I really prepare. What I did this morning is I spent about an hour and a half with the Lord saying, Lord, give me enough love. And I literally called his number, and he doesn't usually pick up on the first time. I said, Lord, give me the perfect time to call. But I really focused on just being a father, a spiritual father, and love. And sure enough, he picked up on the second ring. And the good news was he received what I said. We corrected the alignment and the kingdom, and he will prosper.
我谈到了这个年轻人的生活是为了保护他的意向。今天早上我花了大约一个半小时时间和神说，神啊，给我足够的爱，给我一个完美的时间和他打电话，因为这个年轻的先知通常不会接电话。我真的专注于做一个属灵的父亲，并且充满爱。果然，他听到了第二声铃声的时候就接到了电话。好消息是，他领受到了我所说的话，我们纠正了对齐的方向，我也相信他会昌盛。
Awesome. Okay. Well, our last question for today is if we can share some testimonies of how God has used the prophetic in our lives or in the lives of others. And I would just like to share that for me, one of the things that's happened for the prophetic was a word that was shared with me this year. I was struggling with something that had been prophesied that felt like it was delayed or maybe it was denied. And I sought some counsel on it. You would advise me to seek some counsel. And the counsel that was given back to me was that the Lord often prophesies into areas of weakness or areas where we're struggling. So it makes sense that the struggle continues, but we see what the Lord desires for that. And so
我们今天的最后一个问题是，我们可以分享一些关于神如何在我们和他人的生活中使用先知的见证。对我来说，我想和大家分享今年所发生的一件事情是，有个先知和我分享了一句话，正是我为之挣扎的一件事，但感觉它被推迟或者可能被否认了。拉比，你建议我去寻求一些建议。我由此得到的忠告是，神经常在人软弱的地方发预言，所以征战继续下去是有道理的。我也看到了神对我的渴望和期待。
So I think one of the things that we've learned as a staff and a team over the last couple of years is that when we get these prophetic words, like we've had, we were just speaking about the Hammonds, they came in and prophesied over our team and our staff. Well, we've had wonderful people who have created basically an outline of what those prophetic words are. And we gather twice a month and we decree them and remind ourselves over them.
所以我认为在过去的几年里，我们从员工和团队中学到了一件事情是，当我们得到这些先知性的话语时，就比如有一次使徒哈曼进入房间，向我们团队和员工发预言。我们中间有一个很棒的人，他基本上创造了那些先知性话语的轮廓。我们每月聚会两次，宣告神的话语，并且提醒自己。
So we talked about in the last podcast about visions and dreams and goals, and I feel like we have linked what the Lord has spoken over us and prophecy to those visions and dreams and goals, and we're keeping them in front of ourselves, keeping them in front of our eyes.
所以我们在上一集讨论了意向、梦想和目标。我觉得我们已经与神联系在一起。神在祷告和预言中对我们说的意向、梦想和目标，我们把它们放在自己的面前，放在我们的眼前。
One of the words that was given to me was to keep the word in front of the team, that this is who we are, this is who we are called to be, so regardless of circumstances, this is what we move towards. So for me, that is like one of the areas where prophetic words have become so applicable in my daily habits and patterns because I know I am working towards obtaining that, which this is what the Lord says is his highest and best for me.
神给我过一个词，让我每次在团队面前都能够谨记这个词，这就是我们，这就是我们被呼召成为的人。所以不管情况如何，对我来说，这就像是先知性的话语在我的日常习惯和模式中变得如此具有应用性。我知道我正在努力走向神向我说的话的方向。
But for you, how has the prophetic, I mean, obviously it's shaped your whole life, but how maybe one area of a good example?
拉比，对于你来说，先知性的话语基本塑形了你的整个生命。你可以给我们一个很好的例子吗
？Journaling. You know, the blue folder that you bought me with my initials on it, which is now full.
I have to get you some more pages.
Yeah, but it's journaling. Because what happens is you have to account. Everyone talks about, everyone wants spiritual accountability and covering, and that's great, and I'm all for that. And, but the key is you need to know how to cover yourself. And the way you cover yourself is you write your vision down and then you write down the action steps that you're going to have to change in order to fulfill the prophetic word. You have to write them down.
写日记，拉比说我们要记录日记。你知道，梅根，你给我买的蓝色的文件夹上面有我名字的首字母，现在已经被写满了，所以拉比建议我们就是要记录日志。每个人都想要属灵上的依靠和遮盖，这非常好。拉比说我完全赞成，但关键是你需要知道如何遮盖自己。你遮盖自己的方式是你写下你的意向，然后你写下你必须改变的行动步骤。为了实现预言，你必须写下来。
And then what you have to do is you need to, on Shabbat, go back and look and say, am I staying on track? Yes. If you'll do that, then you'll accomplish the goals. So I learned these habits and patterns before I was a believer, but it's absolutely key that you stay on track by writing it down, speaking it out.
然后你要做的就是要回应这个意向，比如你可以在每周五傻巴的时候回头看看，检视自己是否在正确的轨道上。如果你这样做，就会完成目标。我在成为信徒之前已经学会了这些习惯和模式，但绝对关键的是你一定要把它写下来，并且把它说出来。
And one of the things that we do here at CLM, and it's great with the staff, is like you said, the Hammonds came in, gave everybody prophetic words, all of them were transcribed, and now the team prays over them.
Yeah.
So, you, like every, how often do you guys pray? Once
twice a month.
Twice a month. And then you come and you pray it out. So,
我们在克兰卓施工做的一件事情，员工们也觉得很好，就是比如你，像你刚刚说的，使徒哈门一家进来给每一个人发预言，所有这些都被转录，现在团队在为这些事情祷告。你们每个月相聚两次，然后你们就祷告，发出自己的声音。
It's really, there's an accountability factor saying, now, wait a minute, the Lord said this. All I know is last week's prayer and for those individuals, they sent a copy to your mom and I, and we went into my office at home and we prayed it out.
Yeah.
And it was so, I mean, it wasn't about us. It was about staff members, but it so encouraged us because we are all connected together.
我知道上周的祷告会，那些同工他们给我和你妈妈寄了一份会后的复印件。我们走进家里的办公室，把这些事都祷告出来。这虽然不是关于我们的，而是关于同工的，但是它让我们深受鼓舞，因为我们都是联系在一起的。
So Christy and I are praying and decreeing somebody else's word, and it was just like we left energized,
yeah.
Because the word is spirit and life, and so it's really important to journal, write it, read it, decree it, proclaim it, believe it.
所以克里斯蒂和我在祷告和宣告别人的话，我们离开的时候是充满力量的，因为神的话语是有灵性和活泼的。所以我认为记录日志是非常重要的，写下它，阅读它，祷告它，宣告它，相信它。
Keep it in front of you. Awesome. Well, will you close us out in prayer today for those who are
maybe waiting
on a prophetic word?
Yeah.
拉比，你能为今天在那些等待你发先知性预言的会众祷告吗？
Thank you so much. I'll give you a prophetic word right now. And the prophetic word is this. What you focus on is what you'll become. What you focus on is what you'll become.
拉比说，非常感谢大家，我现在就给大家先知性的话语。你关注的是什么，你就会成为什么样的人。你关注的是什么，你就会成为什么样的人。
God, I pray right now for laser spiritual focus. That Lord, each one that is watching or listening to this podcast right now, you know, I don't know where you are. You might be on a treadmill. You may be in a kitchen right now, fixing dinner for your family. Whatever you're doing, Father God, let them pause right now and just say these words with me. Say, Lord, I invite vision and purpose into my life this day. I am open. I open the door. Jesus, come in. The spirit of prophecy to fill me.With my purpose and destiny in Yeshua's name. God bless you.
天父，我现在来为大家的关注聚焦来祷告。主啊，每一个正在听或者看这个系列的人们，你知道，我不知道你们现在在哪里，你可能在跑步机上，或者你可能正在厨房为你的家人准备晚餐。无论你在做什么，天父，让他现在停下来，和我一起来说这些话，说，神啊，在我敞开的今天，我邀请意向和目标进入我的生活。我打开了门，耶稣，请进来。先知性的灵，以我生命受造的目的来充满我。奉主基督耶稣的名。阿们，神祝福你们平安。